Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the Mormon Channel's Q&A, and thank you for finding us at radio.lds.org. We asked a bishop from the Draper, Utah area, if he could have the ear of every member of his ward, what would he talk about? His answer was one of great importance to every individual, family, and ward in the world. He said he would tell them to keep the spirit in the home. And so now, here on the Mormon Channel Q&A, we would like to talk to everyone around the world about the importance of keeping the spirit in the home. Keeping the spirit is such an important part of this life. Shortly after Brigham Young became president of the church, he had a dream in which Joseph Smith came and offered counsel to Brigham Young. When Brigham Young asked Joseph if he had a message for him, Joseph stepped toward him, looking very earnestly, yet patiently, and said, quote, "Tell the brethren to be humble and faithful, and be sure to keep the spirit of the Lord. It will lead them aright. Be careful not to turn away the still small voice. It will teach them what to do and where to go. It will yield the fruits of the kingdom. Tell the brethren to keep their hearts open to conviction, so that when the Holy Ghost comes to them, their hearts will be ready to receive it. They can tell the Spirit of the Lord from all other spirits, for the Spirit of the Lord will whisper peace and joy to their souls. It will take malice, hatred, strife, and all evil from their hearts, and their whole desire will be to do good, bring forth righteousness, and build up the kingdom of God. Tell the brethren if they will follow the Spirit of the Lord, they will go right. Be sure to tell the brethren to keep the Spirit of the Lord, and if they will, they will find themselves just as they were organized by our Father in heaven before they came into the world. Our Father in heaven organized the human family, but they are all disorganized and in great confusion." Joseph again said to him, "Tell the people to be sure to keep the Spirit of the Lord and to follow it, and it will lead them just right." Close quote. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin in the April 2003 General Conference talks about the importance of keeping the Spirit in our homes.
Brothers and sisters, do we turn away the still small voice? Do we do things that offend the Holy Ghost? Do we allow influences into our homes that drive the Spirit from our homes? The type of entertainment that we permit into our homes will certainly have an impact on the power of the Holy Ghost. Much of the entertainment of the world is offensive to the Holy Ghost. Surely we should not watch movies or television that are filled with violence, vulgar language, and immorality. I invite you to ponder individually in a humble and prayerful manner and ask yourself, do I have the Spirit in my life? Am I happy? Am I doing anything in my life that is offensive to the Spirit and preventing the Holy Ghost from being my constant companion? Have the courage to repent if needed, and again enjoy the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Do we enjoy the influence of the Holy Ghost in our homes? Are we doing anything as a family that is offensive to the Spirit? Can we more effectively invite the Holy Ghost into our homes? Our homes need to be more Christ-centered. We should spend more time at the temple and less time in pursuit of pleasure. We should lower the noise level in our homes, so that the noise of the world will not overpower the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. One of our greatest goals as parents should be to enjoy the power and influence of the Holy Ghost in our homes. We should pray and study the Scriptures. We could sing the hymns of the restoration to invite the Holy Ghost into our home. Regular family home evening will also help. In these perilous times, we need this unspeakable gift in our lives. President Boyd K. Packer reminds us, "We need not live in the fear of the future. We have every reason to rejoice and little to reason to fear. If we follow the promptings of the Spirit, we will be safe whatever the future holds. We will be shown what to do." Close quote.
That's Elder Joseph B. Worthlin. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A, and we're talking about keeping the Spirit in our home. The home then becomes the most important place for our progression towards salvation and eventual return to the kingdom of our Father. President Joseph F. Smith commented that the home is what needs reforming. Try today and tomorrow to make change in your home by praying twice a day with your family. Ask a blessing upon every meal you eat. Spend 10 minutes reading a chapter from the words of the Lord in the Scriptures. Let love, peace, and the Spirit of the Lord, kindness, charity, sacrifice for others abound in your families. Banish harsh words. Let the Spirit of God take possession of your hearts. Teach your children these things in spirit and power. Not one child in 100 would go astray if the home environment, example, and training were in harmony with the gospel of Christ. Close quote. President Ezra Taft Benson of the October 1982 General Conference advises parents to provide a way for the Spirit to enter the home.
Families must spend more time together in work and recreation. Family home evenings should be scheduled once a week as a time for recreation, work projects, skits, songs around the piano, games, special refreshment, and family prayers. Like iron links in a chain, this practice will bind a family together in love, pride, tradition, strength, and loyalty. Family study of the Scriptures should be the practice in our homes each Sabbath day. Daily devotionals are also a commendable practice where Scripture reading, singing of hymns, and family prayer are part of our daily routine. Third, parents must prepare their children for the ordinances of the gospel. The most important teachings in the home are spiritual. Parents are commanded to prepare their sons and daughters for the ordinances of the gospel: baptism, confirmation, priesthood ordinations, and temple marriage. They are to teach them to respect and honor the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Most importantly, parents are to instill within their children a desire for eternal life and to earnestly seek for that goal above all else. Eternal life may only be obtained by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. When parents themselves have complied with the ordinances of salvation, when they have set an example of a temple marriage, not only is their own marriage more likely to succeed, their children are far more likely to follow their example. Parents who provide such a home will have, as the Lord has said, a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of order, a house of God. Regardless of how modest or humble that home may be, it will have love, happiness, peace, and joy. Children will grow up in righteousness and truth and will desire to serve the Lord.
That's President Ezra Taft Benson. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. We're talking about keeping the Spirit in the home. If you want to comment on this program, or you have a topic or something that you would like us to address on the Mormon Channel, please email us at radio@ldschurch.org. It becomes increasingly important to have the Spirit in the home, and it must start with the parents. In 1968, Elder Gordon B. Hinckley made a powerful declaration to families. He said, quote, "Fathers and mothers are needed who will rise and stand upon their feet to make of their homes sanctuaries in which children will grow in a spirit of obedience, industry, and fidelity to tested standards of conduct. If our society is coming apart at the seams, it is because the tailor and the seamstress in the home are not producing the kind of stitching that would hold under stress. I want my son to read great stories of the Old Testament in the very language of the Bible. I want him to read, along with his science and politics and business, the New Testament, the Gospels with their record of the matchless life of the Son of God. I want him to read the Testament of the New World, the Book of Mormon. I want my son to have the advantage of faith in a living God." The home from which one young man I know came was modest, but A good man presided in the home as the father. He dealt with his wife with kindness, respect, and courtesy. The mother honored her husband and cast an aura of love about the home. And the son who left that home carried with him a fiber in his soul, a fiber that held firm under the tauntings of his associates, whose eyes he opened when he arose and stood on his feet as a quiet witness of the teachings of his parents. Close quote. Elder Robert D. Hales, in the April 2004 General Conference, explains that family scripture study brings the spirit in the home.
As parents, we have the responsibility to help our children, like in all scriptures, indeed every part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, unto us and unto our children, for the profit and learning of our families. As we are likening all of our children's gospel experiences to the real needs in their lives, are we teaching them about the gift of the Holy Ghost, repentance, the atonement, the sacrament, and the blessing of the sacrament meeting as they meet the challenges in their life? There is not enough time in formal meetings to teach our children everything they need to know. Therefore, we must take advantage of everyday teaching moments. These moments are priceless. They come when we're working and playing and struggling together. When they come, the Spirit of the Lord can help us know what to say and help our children accept our teaching. What a joy and blessing to have the Spirit in our homes. And what a blessing it is to invite it through prayer, studying the Scriptures, speaking kindly, and showing appreciation to one another. Let us prepare our teaching moments by praying as Alma prayed for his son with much faith and all the energy of our souls by fasting, searching the Scriptures, repenting of our sins, and allowing the Holy Ghost to fill our hearts with love, forgiveness, and compassion. And then it will fill our homes.
That's Elder Robert D. Hales. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. We're talking today about keeping the spirit in the home. If you'd like to comment on this topic or on another topic, feel free to email us at radio@ldschurch.org. President Spencer W. Kimball further taught all of us the importance of creating an environment where the spirit will be unrestrained. He said, quote, "Every family is urged to engage in regular night and morning family prayers and to devote at least one evening a week at home in the sweet family togetherness undisturbed by the world or any of its allurements. They will plan to turn off the TV and radio, leave the telephone unanswered, cancel all calls or appointments, and spend a warm, homey evening together. While one objective is reached by merely being together, yet the additional and greater value can come from the lessons of life. The father will teach the children. Here they can learn integrity, honor, dependableness, sacrifice, and faith in God. Life's experiences in the scriptures are the basis of this teaching, and this, wrapped up in parental love, makes an impact nothing else can make. Thus, reservoirs of righteousness are filled to carry children through the dark days of temptation and desire, of drought and skepticism. As they grow up, the children cooperate in building this storage for themselves and the family. I like to compare the home evening, family prayer, and other associated activities of the church for the saving of the family when they are conscientiously carried out with an umbrella. If the umbrella is not opened up, it is little more than a cane and can give little protection from the storms of nature. Likewise, God-given plans are of little value unless they are used. The umbrella spread out makes the silken material taut. When the rains fall, it runs off. When the snow falls, it slides off. When the hail comes, it bounces off. And when the wind blows, it is diverted around the umbrella. And in a like manner, this spiritual umbrella wards off the foes of ignorance, superstition, skepticism, apostasy, immorality, and other forms of godlessness." Close quote. President James E. Faust, in the April 2005 General Conference, talks about how the Spirit in his own home has helped his life.
Thanks to my dear wife, Ruth, I can say that our home has been a place where we have sought to honor the Spirit of holiness to the Lord. We did not always succeed, of course not, but we tried. When I was overwhelmed as a young father with the responsibilities of providing temporarily for my family, taking care of my church callings and many other civic duties, Ruth would lovingly and gently bring me back to my parental responsibilities in our home. For example, she would remind me when it was time for home evening, and then tenderly suggest what we might appropriately study in our home evenings. She would also help me keep track of important family events, such as birthdays and activities of the children when they needed my time and support. She still does that important and appreciated service. If we really want our homes to be places of holiness, we will try harder to do those things which are conducive to the Spirit of the Lord.
That's President James E. Faust. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel Q&A here on radio.lds.org. Set our homepage as one of your favorites. And if you have a question or comment for the Mormon Channel, please drop us a line, radio@ldschurch.org. We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.